Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of 1 John as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I want you to see here, this is the power of the Holy Spirit. He is our comforter. He is our teacher. He reveals to us the things that we need to know and understand. The Bible says it uttereth the word for us when we don't even know how to pray or what to say to the Father. He's always there for us as a child of God. And if we look in verse number 20, it said, ye have an unction from the Holy One and ye know all things. Here in verse 27, it's reinforcing that in the sense that God has equipped you with everything that you need to live a successful and a victorious life as a child of God. That's what he's trying to say here. Everything you need, you have been given. That desire and that yearning to learn more has been planted in you. You need to act upon it. We have the Word of God. You've been placed in a great place to receive even more teaching and all. You have everything you need to succeed, but you have to act upon it. You have to take it to heart and you have to make it a part of your life. Not just a part of your routine, but a part of your very being. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Why is this all important? Why are we talking about the walk with the Lord? And why are we trying to drive this home so hard? Here's why. So that when Christ comes back, and he is returning soon, oh, very soon, that we don't have to be ashamed. That's what John sees here. That's his prayer and his desire for the other believers. Many of us could fall into the trap that as long as we're okay, we feel okay, then everything's great. But John's taking it a step further and saying that he wants every believer to be able to stand before God unashamed when they give account for the things that they've done. How do you do that? How can we stand in confidence before the throne of God and give account for what we did with our life? By abiding in him. That's what he says here. Little children, abide in him. So when he appears, we'll have confidence and not be ashamed at his coming. We won't be caught off guard. I was going to do so many things for you, Lord. I just hadn't made it there. If you'd waited a little longer, or maybe if you'd given me a little extra help, or there will be no excuses. And you can escape having to worry about any of the regret and any possibility of being ashamed if you will just abide in him. That's the importance of our relationship with the Father. We've been saved. We've placed our faith in him. We've been birthed into his family. Now, abide in him. Depend on him. Let him lead you. Let him be faithful to you. Verse 29, if ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. Again, these fruits. You know that Jesus Christ is righteous. It's his righteousness that we wear, that the Father sees. So, is it not a natural occurring thought that because we are clothed with his righteousness, we ought to behave in his righteousness? We ought to act like we're covered in his righteousness to show that we belong to him. Chapter number 3, verse number 1, when we've reached this point now when many of these verses will become very familiar to us. Songs have been written, great sermons and messages preached out of this passage of Scripture. And chapter 3 just opens up like this. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. This comes right after talking about abiding in him. Literally take into the account the greatness of his love and just how marvelous, how wonderful our Savior's love is for us. that we, the people who have to be reminded to abide in him after our salvation, because we so naturally want to stray off of the path of his will for our life, still, he's bestowed his love upon us anyway. In spite of our shortcomings and our flaws and our continued failures, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. To be able to wear the righteousness of Jesus Christ, even when we don't always behave in a proper manner, according to what we've been wearing. Still, he's bestowed his love upon us, even still. That should be encouragement enough to abide in him. Think of that song, constantly abiding. That should be ever at the forefront of our mind. Am I abiding in Christ? And if we ever stray from that, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. He still claims us, not just as a servant, not just as a convert or as a soul that's been rescued, but as a child of the King, as his son. That ought to change our lives completely. It ought to change the way that we see things. It ought to change the way that we behave about things. Our priorities in this life, the decisions that we make, it ought to be reason enough for us to be faithful to him. Even if he never granted us another blessing of opportunity and provision and protection, knowing that he's allowed us to be called a son of God. That'll be it for this evening, for 1 John. I was really hoping to get into it a little bit further, but we'll save that for another time. The rest of chapter 3 is just, it's awesome. It really is. I encourage you this week, make it a point to read through 1 John. It will do you good. Bearing in mind the notes that we've made so far throughout the journey, that it's not our works that bring about our salvation. That's not what he's talking about. What he's talking about is the evidence of the salvation that has been wrought in us should be made manifest. And I'm really looking forward to be able to talk about some more of those things that are made manifest in our life, the things that are made perfect. And we'll get into that next time, literally, that God will use us, our life, as a vessel to make his love perfect, to make it manifest unto the world. What an awesome blessing and opportunity that each and every one of us have to be used in a way like that. He's redeemed us, and he hasn't just set us on the sidelines. He's put us on the front lines as a banner and ought to be a poster child for what it means to walk with Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this Bible study hour. We just thank you for the encouragement that we find in your word. And Lord, just to take a moment, just to try and soak in what manner of love it is, Lord, that you've bestowed upon us, that you might call us your children. We thank you for it. Please, Lord, grant us the strength to be able to walk worthy of that calling wherewith we've been called, knowing that we're clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. So we ought to act like it. We ought to think like it. The world should see us and know that you are doing something special through our life, Lord. Please bless this worship hour. May everything that's said and done bring you honor and glory, Lord. It's the purpose. We're here to lift up your name, to glorify you. Bless the speaker this evening. May he have the words to speak. May your Holy Spirit be with us in a special way, Lord. Just touch the heart of each and every one here this evening. And may they make that choice to answer to your call accordingly. Thank you for your love, Father. We just pray all these things in Jesus' precious and wonderful name with thanksgiving. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.